Hi guys, new podcast from the Transcending Times series. I'm very pleased to have my guest today. I've known for a few years, met a couple of times at conferences. Very, very, very knowledgeable guy, doing a lot for the truth movement and to raise awareness, particularly in terms of delving into the occult and the hidden, which needs to be brought to the surface. So I'm pleased to introduce Nathan Riddick. Are you there, Nathan?
I'm here, Tony. Thank you.
How are you doing, mate? Okay?
I'm doing really good. I'm doing really good, thanks.
How's sunny?
Thanks
sunny
for calling me, sir. Well, they're not so sunny, England. Yeah, it's pretty grey today. But,
are they still...
spring's on its way.
yeah. Are they still trailing it hard there?
Most days, yeah. We get the break every now and again.
Yeah, are they still doing it at night? Because before I left to come away, they were doing it at night. You could see it during the night in the moonlight.
I've seen it in the night. I mean, you know, straight into chemtrails. But if you're paying attention to the skies and you're looking up and you notice that these contrails, the so-called contrails, they do spread out and you do end up with uniform cloud coverage. That's not the normal behavior of clouds, let's face it, and people need to look into it rather than just mock it in ignorance, you know, do some research and spend some time watching them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's quite simple for me. I mean, I just remember being in a park as a kid playing football, and the trails look nothing like that. Go on, mate.
I was just going to say, I remember I was about, must be about 8 years old. I actually questioned how some left lines and some didn't, and I think they did start this back in the 80s. But I remember I was living with my grandparents, and no one could really give me an answer. Then someone said, "Oh, something to do with the altitude. It must be something to do with the altitude." But you know, as an eight-year-old kid, I kind of took that as gospel.
Sure.
And the same. But when I was questioning eating animals, again, pretty much brought up by my grandparents, they're old school. You need your protein. You can't get it without your meat. Meat and two veg, sort of thing. So, you know, as a child, you kind of sort of accept these generic responses, you know.
Well, this is it, and it's actually something that I'm really starting to realise, and it's quite a sensitive subject, especially for someone like me to talk about, because I don't actually have kids, but, you know, parents have such a huge responsibility now, I think. Like you say, it's the cycle keeps going round and round and round. We're generation after generation believing the same old bullshit, and it's just like a hamster wheel that keeps going. So one generation has got to buck the trend with bringing out the children, and you know, it all starts with
education, doesn't it, Tony? It all starts with knowledge and imparting this into the younger generations, because we're certainly not going to get it from the government indoctrination centres. I mean schools. I liken it to jellyfish breeding jellyfish. Unquestioningly just going with the flow of all the other jellyfish, you know, whether consuming poisons or injecting poisons into your children, forcing freaking animal flesh down their necks or whatever it may be. But you know, it is jellyfish breeding jellyfish, and it's perfect for the elites, because if they're that stupid to not even care or look into what they're consuming, and then let them have it, you know.
Well, exactly. It's not like they hide the toxins from all the chocolate bars or anything. It's on the back, isn't it? And I think, you know, we're going to get into sort of natural law and everything. Perhaps this is a good road in. I mean, they put it in our face, so we agree to it. If we buy it, we're basically consenting. So whose fault is it? Is it our fault, or is it them manipulating it? It can be looked at either way. And I'm actually, my work is based around sort of focusing on people taking responsibility, and I think that's what needs to happen. But
you can't blame someone else, can you, for putting something in your own body?
No, exactly. But just going back to
personal responsibility. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. Just going back to the parental issue. I mean,
yeah.
How do we? What is the solution to getting? Because the way I see it is, we live in a world where kids are having kids. You know, adults are still childlike consciously, and they're having kids. So, you know, not everyone, but a lot of children are not being brought up to be conscious adults. So where can we sort of reconnect with that, and how could that work, do you think?
Yeah, well, it all starts through education, and as a parent, you know, those that don't know won't say no. So they won't say no to being controlled. They won't say no to the bad food, the harmful food, you know, the harmful toxins and injections. So we've got to take responsibility of not just educating our own children, but we need to educate our friends, our family, and pretty much everyone we can, that we engage in a conversation. And, you know, and the true meaning of that word, the conversation, you know, conversare, to change together, you know, have a meaningful conversation, not just talking about X Factor, football, meeting down the pub later, or whatever it may be. We need to put the information in first to become knowledgeable, because we'll only end up looking like a fool if you end up trying to engage in a conversation when you